eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize when green ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. This is episode 64, milestone episode. Gentlemen, how are you this afternoon,
is.
I guess?
It seems like every episode is something new.
That's right.
This is an exciting episode for me, though, because, I mean, we did so much and experienced so much on our recent trip. I mean, this is going to take, like, probably up to milestone 200 before we get all this in.
Probably. And at least every episode will be 3 hours.
Yes. That's what we're
I'm sure that the listeners are looking forward to 140 episodes worth of our trip rundown.
Where each episode will be detailed of each every hour we spent at Disney.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. Even while we slept.
Now, by you saying that you're excited about what we experienced, you're talking about you and Derek, right?
Right, yeah. Once Monday got there, really Sunday night, it was like, I mean, it was.
I don't think that, Matthew.
You do remember that I came on the trip, right? Do you remember that, Craig?
I thought you met us at the airport when we got back.
No, I was there for a couple of days.
Oh,
actually. Yeah. Hmm. We recorded our last episode together there.
Right before we left, Craig.
I was so worn out by the end because Derek and I had done so much.
Well, listeners, we plan to spend a few episodes, maybe not 136 episodes, but a few episodes talking about our recent trip and some of the things we observed. But today we want to share with you just some of the highlights of the four-day extravaganza, I guess you could call it, that we went on. And, guys, do you have anything else to add before we jump right into it?
Well, we could just add that you were joining us via cell phone today because you're on vacation again.
Yes, we're interrupting your family vacation.
Yes, so we
yes, I actually took my family on this trip. so we are in the Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. We've actually spent the last couple of days at Dollywood and the water park near Splash Country. So that's been nice as the air conditioner kicks on and the unit right here on my balcony. But
well, we just want the people to know to what extent we go to for them.
This train keeps rolling, much like the Wildlife Express train at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's jump right into it then, gentlemen. I think what we're going to do is just kind of take it day by day here and just touch on the highlights of what you all did the first couple days, and then maybe some of the things that we actually did when I was there. That'd be nice, too. Let's start with Saturday, July the 14th. Craig and Derek, you both flew out early in the morning. Tell us some of the highlights of that morning, maybe.
Well, it was an early morning. I think I was up at 12:30 that morning.
Nice.
I met Craig. What time did I pick you up, Craig?
About 2 o'clock. Yeah. 2 a.m.
Whew.
I was not able to sleep well that night, but I didn't have any trouble sleeping through some of the shows we watched later.
Plane left at 5:15 from BNA. We arrived in MCO. I think it was around 8-ish. And, of course, we lost an hour, so it wasn't really a three-hour flight, but we lost an hour. Got on the Magical Express and headed over to Walt Disney World. Was at on property. Was it, what was it, Derek, about 9:30?
Probably around, we were at our hotel by 8:50 or so.
Okay.
So
you guys made a really good time.
Yeah, we walked right on Magical Express. We got off the plane, went right through line. I mean, there's nobody else in line, of course, at that time. Walked right on the bus, and it wasn't probably 2 minutes and the bus left.
Well, that's very good. I waited about 30 minutes at 1 in the morning for my bus to leave. So good for you guys. So it's off to... And that makes a big difference. It's off to a good start because, as Craig's pointed out before, if it doesn't get off to a good start, the whole trip's ruined. So I'm glad that you got there quickly.
And that helped out because we went to, we actually went to French Quarter. I went in. Derek made some arrangements. I told him at the front desk that we didn't want housekeeping or mousekeeping because We roll like that. We're nasty and we're dirty and we don't care. So we told we didn't.
Or because you wanted a gift card.
Well, that too. That was nice. So we checked in there and yep. then got everything settled in. Checked our bags in because our rooms weren't ready. Of course, at 9 o'clock in the morning, they're not going to be. And then we headed over to the parks, and I'll let Derek kind of take it from there.
Let me say real quick, listeners. Craig participated in some diligent note-taking on this trip to make sure that he can bring you exact details. So if it sounds very specific, it's because Craig was typing on his phone about 75% of the trip from what I could see.
Well, most of that was tweets I was sending out and on Instagram. So honestly, and all joking aside, if you want to know exactly what we did, you can go back to Instagram or to Twitter or actually to Facebook, any of our social medias, and you can see in detail yep. what we did each day.
A lot of coverage there.
I really want to document that, and you guys do a good job of that too when you're there, you know, on your own. But we like to keep that up. That way people can look at it. And there's a lot of I was really excited a lot of the things we got to do because and we can get more into this over the next few weeks too. We didn't really plan as in depth as what we got to do. So that kind of worked out really neat. And like I said, we'll talk more about that. But
a lot of changes were made on the fly, and we'll probably get into that on Monday's show. But Derek, what happened at your first park stop?
Well, I was just going to mention that we were at Epcot by 9:49. We were at a resort maybe 30 minutes.
And that was after getting beignets.
It was.
I mean, we didn't go didn't go straight from French Quarter over to there once we got at French Quarter. I mean, we actually sat down and had breakfast there at the Floatworks.
I will mention that beignets and mustard.
Yes, there's a picture of Derek trying beignet with mustard, and that is not.
Yeah.
Now, and the funny thing, though, Matthew, is Derek said it would not have been that bad had it not had powdered sugar on it. So, you know, maybe a beignet without powdered sugar is good with mustard.
Keep that in mind, listeners, I guess.
All right, Derek, tell everybody what we did next.
We were essentially there from 10 until 3 at Epcot that day. So for 5 hours, in which we ate lunch. I would say that was a highlight.
Food is always a highlight.
It is. Tepanito.
We
had the...
Yep. And we want to do that.
Hibachi action.
Matthew's ate there before, but Derek and I have not, so we want to try somewhere we have not ate.
And I would say that if you've had hibachi before, go back there to that place instead of paying
somewhere other than...
Yes, instead of paying... It's not worth the Disney price.
If you're not a huge... If you don't eat hibachi much at all, then it's fine. But if you're a hibachi eater like we are, really the other hibachi places do it better than Disney as far as hibachi. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
I think they're more of a show than Disney.
Yes.
Disney tries to play it down a little bit, I thought.
Yeah.
That's strange.
They're not quite as entertaining, mm-mm. I don't think.
I think the only trick she did was she tried to catch some... something in her hat.
Yeah.
Some shrimp or something.
And that took a couple of tries.
Yeah, and that was it.
always food is a highlight, like Craig said. We had Spaceship Earth, a fast pass for that. We used a fast pass on Test Track, Living with the Land, and Soarin'. So we had 4 fast passes in 5 hours.
And mind you, and this, again, we'll talk more about this on planning, they were all set at 11 o'clock, weren't they? Wasn't that the day?
We were done using our fast passes at 11:55.
But I mean, we had them set for 11 o'clock.
Yes, and I moved them all up. Yeah,
yeah, and that we'll talk about some of that on again. We hate to keep saying we're gonna talk about that later, but really the planning part is where you need to hear that. But all of our fast passes began at 11 o'clock, but we actually had them all used up except for one before 11 o'clock. So
we used 4 fast passes from 10 to 12.
Yes,
very sufficient.
And then after that we. Kind of took it easy. Like I said, I did after lunch, I did try the melon sweet milk kakigori.
Bless you.
I can't remember what the little place is outside Japan, but I made Craig go over there and I was like, I've always got room for dessert.
It's kind of like a shaved ice.
It is. It's a Japanese shaved ice. And I would not get that again. And then we went back to the room at 3.
Yes.
Took a nap.
We needed rest because our plans for the evening. We felt like we needed to get some rest.
So a very productive morning, riding a lot of rides at Epcot, having a good meal, just a pretty relaxed go. Considering, it sounds like a very successful day considering you flew in that morning. So what happened that evening?
We got up around 6-ish.
Probably 6.
And started to head back to the parks. And for the evening, we had planned to go to the after hours at Disney. As we posted, it's $120. If you are an annual pass holder, it's about $90. And we really enjoyed that. The thing about it is, when you're there, it's limited passes, so the park is, for all practical purposes, practically empty. The only time Derek and I noticed there's lots of people there is at 1 o'clock when we were exiting the park and everybody was going down Main Street. Other than that, it was walk-on rides. I think the only one we had to wait on was Mine Train.
Mine Train, and that was because of technical difficulties they were having.
And we also, Derek and I, had to plan the next morning, which we'll talk about here in just a few minutes, we were going to do the early morning magic for the breakfast. And so we kind of stayed away from Pan and Mine Train and Pooh, but we did get one ride in on Mine Train. But like I said, we tried to avoid that because we knew he was going to do that the next morning.
So you also, we are going to do a show dedicated to those extra ticket events that you all did, but you got unlimited bottled drinks and ice cream and popcorn, correct?
Yes, you could. They had several stands set up, and you could do get all the popcorn, you could get all the Mickey ice cream bars or Mickey ice cream sandwiches, or I think there was like a fruit bar or any kind of soft drink or water you wanted, unlimited. I mean, you could stand in line all night just at those things and get snacks. I think Derek and I figured out that we spent about $30 a piece if we'd been spending money on snacks. So that was a savings there.
Well, that's good.
That brought the ticket down right there in our minds. And then
then you're looking at more like $60 just for the event.
Correct. So then we, Derek can tell you, again, we'll be more in depth, but a few things, few rides we rode while we were there.
Well, we got back to the where we arrived at Magic Kingdom about 7:15, so you could check in at 7 for that after hours party. And we were able to, I'd secured a fast pass for Jungle Cruise when we were at Epcot. So we were from set, I think that day they were open till 10. So from 7 to 10, we used two fast passes, one on Jungle Cruise and one on Pirates. Availability is still there late in the evening for certain fast passes, but you just have to be kind of not picky.
And I appreciate Derek thinking about that. When we were at Epcot, he said, hey, let's go and get a couple fast passes because we'll be there actually before the park closes. So I thought that was a great idea. And so we ended up using 6 fast passes for the day just because he grabbed those two.
Always good to be thinking ahead.
It worked out good and helped us to ride those rides because we, again, Derek is not a huge Jungle Cruise fan. So that kept us off the Jungle Cruise during our limited time. We say limited time, the party is from 10 to 1, but you can actually get in the park at 7. So even if you don't have a ticket for the day at all at any Disney park, you can still get in there at 7 by having the after-hours ticket, and then you can go till 1. So anyway, we won't go in a lot of depth of the party, but we just wanted to say we'll say more about that in the coming episodes. It was spectacular, and we'll talk more about that then.
I feel like we're teasing the audience quite a bit with upcoming shows, and this episode's more of a tease, it sounds like. No, so it was. It sounds like it was a great first day. You guys got a lot accomplished, and then the next morning you flew home, right?
No, we knew you were coming up on Sunday night, so we wanted to get more in.
That was a full trip's worth just in that first day. So we move on to day two.
Actually, Sunday, I'm not done with what I was going to say.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I did want to mention that we ate our dinner at Friar's Nook, and we had the Fiesta tots.
I had Fiesta tots, and you had...
And I had the Greek tots. and I can say after... And they also had the buffalo chicken tots, which we did not get since I had already had those before. And I would say stay with the buffalo chicken tots.
Stick with the buffalo chicken.
Fiesta tots were not bad.
They were not.
But the Greek tots, if you like olives...
If you like salty olives...
Then that's right up your alley.
And want to save.
We seem to run into a lot of olives on the trip.
We did. We'll mention that in the.
They were up
on one of the other days.
So, Disney, a fan of using the olive.
They've got a big truckload of olives with them. They got to get rid of. And I guess But it was good. If you like tater tots and stuff thrown on top of it, it was a tasty meal. It was a filling meal. I also got the Peter Pan pineapple float. Was it pineapple?
Oh yeah, how was that?
Oh yeah, the key lime.
The key lime. It was key lime. That's right. It was really good. And so we got that right after at Friar's Nook.
That's right. I didn't make a note of that.
And it was really good. I would suggest getting that, especially if you like key lime pie.
Yeah,
very tasty.
Key lime ice cream with a Sprite.
Yep.
So
it was really good.
Sounds refreshing.
So
that's just the first day.
We got back in about 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that. Back to French Quarter, laid down for a few hours, and then what time were we back up, Derek? Headed back out.
We probably got up at about 6, I believe. I believe that's what my alarm was set for. It was 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning.
So. And listeners, real quick, we do advise you to get more rest on your trips to Walt Disney World than what we did. We probably went with too little rest throughout the week.
But we knew it was a limited time, and we knew we wanted to get a lot in, wanted to see a lot of stuff. So, you know, you can always, like I always say, you can sleep when you get home. You don't have to sleep at Disney.
That's right. So you got about 3 hours of sleep, and then what'd you do the next morning?
We headed over for the early morning magic at Magic Kingdom, and it's actually a breakfast at Pinocchio Village House, and that is the kind of their breakfast thing. And what it happens is breakfast is there. You get in the park. You actually enter through a special gate. You get in early. Everybody has early morning reservations at the different place to eat. But then you get to go over to Fantasyland, and they have Mine Train open. They have Peter Pan open, and they have Pooh open. And slowly as the park opens, they have more open. And we'll, again, talk about this in another episode. But you get a full buffet, and the buffet was fantastic. And then you also get to do all the rides that Derek and I got our money's worth on that, we can say.
And how many times did you ride Mine Train in that opening hour?
Ten times. And Craig was, we were on our third ride, I believe, and Craig was questioning me how many times we were going to ride this, and he said 4 or 5. And I said, no, 10.
I knew that Josh had ridden it 4 times, and I thought, well, we can at least match Josh. And Derek blew my mind and said, I'm planning on 10. I was like, all right. So
you did.
We did 10, and the people were, you know, laughing at us. And we actually had to get off. That was getting off the ride every time, too. We had to get off and go around. They had the queue kind of one of the gates down, so we kind of got around a shortcut. But we still had to get off the ride every time. We still rode it 10 times.
And you rode, what, Pan a couple times and two once, something like that?
That's correct. Yeah,
just,
so 13 rides in about an hour's time, not bad work.
It was just one poo during that time.
we'll go in more depth on all that, too, in the coming episode.
So after early morning magic ended, what did your day at Magic Kingdom look like?
Not much. We went to Hall of Presidents.
And that was it.
And I... we ate breakfast.
That's right.
I should mention that we did partake of the breakfast.
Well, we'll talk more about
early
that
morning magic
later.
And then we went to Hall of Presidents, and I took a nap. And Craig, I'm not sure if he watched the whole show.
I really enjoyed it. I miss Morgan Freeman, but I love the new opening and closing, and I love the new additions to it. The screen looks really great. I mean, the new whatever it is, 4K or HD, it's really impressive. I thought it was a great show, and Matthew, we missed that with you, didn't we?
Yes.
And that's probably one of your favorites, Dad. And I can't believe we missed that. I thought we planned on doing that with you.
We didn't do that, nor did we do the American Adventure, which was closed when we tried to watch it.
Yeah, we tried,
but
to do
we
that
did
one.
At least we tried to watch it with you this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. you are noble sacrifice.
We had planned on doing something else after Hall of Presidents. I can't remember. Oh,
Country Bear,
and they didn't open till 11, so we knew that was going to give us time constraints. So we decided
to go. We're out of here.
We decided to go on to.
We went to Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom,
but
that's right.
It was just that we didn't want to wait another 20 minutes on Country Bear.
Or whatever. I understand.
And we were like, let's get out of here. So we headed
now
over
what,
to...
What time did you get to Animal Kingdom? You probably got there fairly close to after it opened.
Hall of Presidents didn't... We watched the 10 o'clock show on Hall of Presidents.
Okay.
We essentially spent an hour at breakfast.
Nice.
So we got there... We probably got to Animal Kingdom around 11. And we went hit Navi River. I don't have that we had any fast passes here. So we've got Navi River, but I would think we did. I don't know.
We had a fast pass for Navi.
I just didn't mark it for some reason.
Yep.
So I'm guessing all three of these were our fast passes for the our initial fast passes.
Yep.
So we had Navi River, Expedition Everest, and Dinosaur. And of course,
now, did
we
you
had
get those fast passes the day of?
No. I believe these were the ones we had scheduled previous.
Oh.
So of course the highlight is probably the Night Blossom.
The
rides are good, but I really enjoy the Night Blossom.
Yes.
Well, who doesn't?
So
it'll knock you out in a sugar coma.
It does. And then after that, I think that was probably about 1:30 or 2.
Yeah, I think so.
We went back to the room and took another nap.
Yep. Again, because we were worn. That's the thing. I mean, yes, we didn't get much sleep during the night. But we did take advantage of until you got there, we took advantage of the time to lay down and rest after we've done so much in the mornings. Well, here's the story we got to share with you. We laid down about 2 to 3 o'clock, woke up about 5 o'clock.
5:30.
And Derek is hovering over me. And I'm like,
I'm not hovering.
And I look up, he said, "Where's Matthew?" And I looked at the clock, and it says 5:15. Of course, our blinds are pulled, and there's light outside, so we're thinking, oh, no. And my first thought is, did he sleep in the lobby all night? not thinking that Matthew could have said, hey, what room are they in, and then tell him what room he's in. I'm thinking, well, Matthew just slept in the lobby because we forgot he was coming. And to give you a little, I need to tell you, those listeners, Matthew had a late flight, so he wasn't going to get there to about midnight or 1 o'clock. So here, Derek and I woke up. We're thinking it's 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. What has happened to Matthew?
I said,
yes.
Have you heard from Matthew? I'm freaking out. Because I'm thinking 5:30.
Yeah, you asked me, you said, did you give him the room number?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking no.
Because previous in the day, he had asked us the room number, and neither of us had replied to him. Because we're such great friends.
Thank you.
At least I woke up and realized the time, maybe not the correct AM or PM, but I knew that Matthew should have been there by now if it was AM.
And I was concerned he had to sleep in the lobby on that. So
it had not occurred to you that I could have asked at the front desk what room I was in.
It did not.
Right.
Hey,
right. At that moment, we were just worried about
it. I wish I could have seen that whole scene.
So at that point, I stopped and I thought, Derek, it's 5:15 p.m. on Sunday.
And when he said that, I laid back down.
Yes.
So I was like, oh.
Our concern was okay then. We felt like Matthew was fine.
Yes, but I have good friends here. Just leave me stranded in the lobby.
Hey, but at least you were thought of.
At least, I do appreciate that. So after you calmed down, what happened?
The rest of the day? We wanted to go over and see Toy Story Land at night. So we went on over to Hollywood Studios, our third park for the day. And
with an extended nap time.
So, Derek, what did we do once we got to Hollywood Studios?
So, again, I had gotten us another fast pass for Toy Story. We got there about 7:20 is when we got to Hollywood Studios. So, we had the fast pass for Toy Story. We ate at Woody's. Got another fast pass for Tower of Terror. We stopped by and got a PB&J milkshake.
Yes, that was a must-do.
On the way over to Star Tours. And
if you've not got a PB&J milkshake, you need to go over to 50's Prime Time, but don't go to 50's Prime Time. Go to
Tune In Lounge.
Go up to the bar and ask for a peanut butter and jelly milkshake. You've got to have that.
And they did close
it. Yeah, you won't wait more than 10 minutes to get it. It's a very quick experience.
Yep.
It is, and I believe they closed at like 8:30 that night. I think they closed at 9 that night, and they said, you just barely made it, yep. pretty much.
It's a phenomenal shake.
It is. And the walking from TuneIn Lounge to Star Tours is not really all that far.
Mm-mm.
So completing a milkshake before you get onto Star Tours is quite a feat to accomplish.
We can say we accomplished it.
We did.
Check. Because we walked in and I asked the guy as we walked in, I said, how far can we go? He said, you can go all the way up to the ride with it. And we did. And I was getting in line to get on the shuttle, I threw it in the trash can. Empty.
Craig finished several drinks in quick fashion like that, I remember. I know the LeFou's brew he downed pretty quickly.
Hey, during this time too, Matthew, Derek and I discussed, and we wanted to run it by you, about doing, you know, you have the Parkology 47 ride challenge. We're going to come up with a snack challenge where you have to do so many snacks in a day.
That may put some people in the hospital.
And the kitchen sink will be a part of that, by the way.
Oh, good grief, Craig. listeners, don't do it. It's meant to be shared.
All right, what do we finish up with, Derek?
After Star Tours, we went back over to Toy Story Land and got to ride Alien Swirling Saucers and Slinky Dog before we ended the night.
And we finished up about what time was it, Derek? Early night.
We were done at park close at 10:30.
Yeah, early night.
So very early.
So we went back and went to bed before we were rudely awakened about 1 o'clock by Matthew.
It was like 2, wasn't it?
It was 2.
Yes.
He had delayed.
After
I wish he just would have slept in the lobby.
I finally, after waiting and waiting for Magical Express to leave MCO, I finally arrived at French Quarter about 1:45. And then I took a few minutes just kind of walk around and check out the grounds at night because there's nobody around. And you don't ever get to see that. And then I went and didn't mean to wake up Craig and Derek, but they kind of shared their story with me of how they freaked out when they woke up at 5:30. And then we got a 2 or 3 hours of sleep, I think, maybe. And then we were back at it again. So that takes us to Monday. And on Monday, we woke up. We left the hotel. What time was it, gentlemen? We left the hotel about 6:45. We got on a Disney bus and got over to Animal Kingdom. And Craig, what was our rope drop plan? Because we did not plan a rope drop Flight of Passage. Otherwise, we would have planned to leave earlier.
Our rope drop was to go over, follow the massive crowd over to Navi River, do that.
The massive crowd to Navi River?
Yes, the massive crowd. I say that tongue-in-cheek because the massive crowd is going to Flight of Passage.
I think there were, what, 2 people in front of us?
Yes.
Once we got to the 2.
We veered off and went left, and they all went right, and there's probably, about 2 people in front of us, and then it was probably them and us. And we talked about actually riding Navi again, but we decided we wanted to really get over to Everest.
Well, we rope dropped Navi River because we had a Flight of Passage Fast Pass.
That's right.
So if you have a Flight of Passage Fast Pass, it makes rope drops so much easier. Now, this wasn't an extra magic hour Monday, so it opened at 8. So we got in an hour earlier than normal.
And we probably could have got on Flight of Passage, and then even though we did have the Fast Pass, we could have rode it twice that day, but that wasn't our plan because we thought we'd get more bang for our buck with the early morning hours.
Yeah, because, I mean, Flight of Passage, even if you walk right on, it's still a 20 to 25-minute experience.
After riding Navi, we headed over towards Everest, and to our chagrin, Everest was down.
Yes, they opened Pandora up early enough. What was exciting was we got over to Everest before 8 o'clock, and so Pandora's the only one that opens early. It opened about 7:40, and so by the time we'd ridden Navi River Journey, the park still hadn't opened officially, but we got over Everest, and as you said, Craig, it was not yet open.
So instead, we decided to go into a fan favorite, which we had pictures to document it, to Primeval World.
Yes.
It was
Derek's favorite.
All three of us crammed into one cart, and we rode it after taking a picture for Owl Dog and for Eric. And once we came down the ride, Matthew looked at the attendant and said, can we ride it again? I think the guy,
there was nobody in line.
He had to get up off the ground because he was in shock that someone would ride it again. And he told us, put our arms up. We put our arms up. He unclicked it, and then he said, all right. And he clicked it back down, and we took off. If you look at our picture, Derek looks like he's about to throw up already.
Yes. He was so happy that we got to ride it back to back.
So, and we rode it twice, and then we went over to Dinosaur and rode it. And then we finally got on the Everest.
Yep. And you know, it's very, we kept talking about it. We were very few people rope drop Extra Magic Hours at Primeval World to ride it twice, but that was us.
Hey, as Leah would say, unconventional.
Yeah, very unconventional.
Yep.
And so, illogical.
Yeah. Knowledge. So we need to make note. We wrote Navi, Primeval World twice, Dinosaur, and Everest twice, all before the park actually opened.
Yes, regular, all before that first
regular hours.
All before that Extra Magic Hour ended. So six rides on, you know, some of the most popular rides in the park that are going to have hour-long waits later in the day. It was a great first hour.
And we haven't used the Fast Pass yet.
Yeah.
So then after
what happened next?
Extra Magic Hours, we headed over to It's Tough to Be a Bug, and then Triceratops Spin, and then we went to meet Derek. I think this is when he shed a tear. Is
this
that right?
This may be the highlight of the week.
Is that right, Matthew? Is that when he shed a tear?
He got very emotional.
He met a Launchpad, and we also met Scrooge. So,
and I did want to mention on that, if you saw the video of me flying in to meet Launchpad, that was the handler's idea to fly in to meet him.
And
I actually wanted to run into the wall, the backdrop back there, but I wasn't sure how sturdy it was. Because Launchpad crashes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So
see, a few history from one of his biggest fans.
And so I really wanted to, like, when I was flying in there, I wanted to just crash into the wall. But, again, I was worried about the dexterity of that wall.
You didn't think Disney probably had built it good enough.
But I would just want to mention quick that Donald's Dino Land Bash, all those characters, I think that's a great addition to Dino Land. We talked about there's seven or six different character meets there, and they're all in close proximity. We just happened to hit up the two least popular ones first. If you're wanting to hit as many as possible, probably start with the Chipmunks and then move on to Pluto or someone else. And you can save Launchpad and Scrooge for later. I think that's just because not as many kids know who they are. But the character meets there, it's like you said, Derek, it's kind of like a recreation of what used to be Camp Minnie Mickey back in the day.
I miss that, too. That was a good place. Well, and we have to say we went from our highlight of the trip, probably for Derek for sure, meeting Launchpad, to probably one of the lowlights of the trip, going to Up, a Great Bird Adventure. Oh.
Good grief. Yes, I was really looking forward to the show. I'd never seen Flights of Wonder, and from what I hear, Flights of Wonder was better, but we ranked it dead last, having not seen it, and I think we can all agree that that's still where it belongs in terms of ranking the Animal Kingdom shows. It was awful.
That's quite bad.
My assessment. What'd you guys think?
I think it was it was birds doing tricks, but it was a slow show. I mean, and somebody may say, well, it's birds, you can't control. Well, there was a lot of, it was bad.
I had seen the previous show, so in comparing the two, the first show was much better. There was just more ad-libbing with the MC or the main character in the show. So I would say the older show was superior. I mean, this one had Doug and whatever.
Russell.
Russell and Doug in it, yeah. But they're kind of secondary and tertiary characters that, did I use that word right?
Wow, I like that.
Look at you.
That don't really add, I don't feel that they add anything to the show except to maybe catch the kids' attention for a few seconds. But they're probably, that show was what, close to 25 minutes?
25 minutes, and about 10 minutes in, I was ready to just get up and leave.
But Doug, the two characters were only in there maybe 10 minutes of it?
Yeah, yeah.
If that long?
I mean, it started off promising. They had some birds flying around and a couple other things going on, but I didn't really think the birds did a lot for a 25-minute show. And like you said, Craig, it was just very slow, drawn out. Spend your time at other shows at Animal Kingdom. Yeah, it's easy to see. I mean, we grabbed some ice cream and then went in and sat down, but just skip it. Skip it.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that. I'd do Lion King twice rather than do this once.
Now, if I remember correctly, we left Up and then we went to another what ended up being very boring attraction. Is that correct?
Yes, maybe the worst attraction on the trip.
No, I thought we went to Safari after that.
That's what we're talking about.
Oh,
that's what we're saying, Craig.
That is true, but that was our first Fast Pass. Was Safari for the day? Yeah, and it was. I think my 15 ranking was definitely for, I mean, maybe even higher for this or lower for this one?
Well, it was a hot part of the day. The safari itself was not good. The animals weren't active. We didn't see a whole lot. The driver had kind of phoned it in. So we had a great early morning, and then with up and the slow safari, kind of hit a wall in terms of excitement.
There was a lot of trucks out there, and the animals just were not that active. I mean, so all that together just made it for a slow, slow experience.
Yeah. And
I was going to say, but then after safaris,
yes,
we kind of had another good experience.
We did. At that point, it was getting kind of hot, and we'd gone pretty hard that morning, and we actually had an Expedition Everest Fast Pass that we just decided not to use. We'd ridden it twice that day. We were getting a little tired, and so we headed over to lunch at where, guys?
The Nomad Lounge.
Yes.
And we actually thought we was going to have to sit outside of the lounge, and we asked the lady, hey, can we sit inside? She said, oh, absolutely. It's getting air conditioning. So we went in.
Yeah, we didn't.
Go ahead.
We didn't realize at first there was an inside portion. I guess we hadn't done our research, but Nomad Lounge was a delight.
Had couches and nice plush chairs to sit in, and it is like a lounge, and you sit there, but you can actually order, of course, your food and things, but also a little bit from Tiffin's menu as well. So it was a great experience. We ended up getting the Wagyu sliders, fried cauliflower, tuna poke, the fried yuca, and the bread service, and then we had three non-alcoholic drinks, and I'm not even going to attempt to name those, but we tried to do that most places we ate. We tried to get something, all three of us, and then sample all of it, so very good.
Well, that was something I liked there is, you know, we're not drinkers, and so we stick to the non-alcoholic stuff, and they had a lot of different options for people like us, and we get to try a variety of drink options that way. Craig didn't like his, but Derek and I's were quite good.
Mine was very bitter, but I think that's what the mixture of it kind of tastes like drinking a grapefruit.
Yeah.
I would say it's worse than drinking a grapefruit.
But, I mean, the food there was top-notch. It's not large portions, which we shared like four appetizers, but, I mean, everything that we tried was good, with the exception of maybe one hummus because it had too much olive in it. But everything else was really, really good, I thought.
My favorite,
I would definitely go back,
was probably the fried cauliflower. It was very, very good.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, that was good.
And I love the tuna poke.
Yes, Matthew and I liked the tuna poke. Craig, I think he tried one piece of it. He's like, I don't do this raw fish stuff.
Yeah, I was a team player. I tried it, but I wasn't. It was good, I guess, if you like raw tuna. But like I said, I stuck with the Wagyu. All three of them was good.
We were in the bread service.
And yeah.
That was, I don't know how it compares to Sana'a, but I enjoyed it. It was three different types of bread. Well, it was two breads and the chips, I believe is what it was, and three dipping sauces. It's
not as good as the Sana'a bread service, and we talked about that. One day, next trip, we're going to be back. We're going to Sana'a. But Tiffin's was very good. Nomad Lounge was very good.
Yes, I would still recommend it. And the yuca was, if you don't know what yuca is, it's kind of like a firm potato, yeah, is how I would describe it, and really lacks flavor.
Yeah.
So it needs... Did it have a dipping sauce with it?
No.
It was.
We used some of the dipping sauces that we have.
It was kind of bland, but it was okay. It was probably my least favorite of everything we had. But that's what came with the sliders.
Right.
Is that right?
Looks like French fries.
It was.
Yeah.
I guess maybe been all fried out from the cauliflower.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But the cauliflower was really good.
So after we ate, Matthew, if you recall, we that's when we used our Flight of Passage Fast Pass.
Yes, we ventured over to Pandora and had a great time where we fly on the back of a van. We continue to make fun of that pre-show because it deserves it. But yeah, Flight of Passage was awesome as usual. I told you guys this time I felt like I was going to walk out of there with a cold. I feel like there was an AC vent blowing right in my face the entire ride.
Plus, it seemed like lots of extra water this time. I don't know.
I know. It was like they ramped up the air and the water, but you know, it was our number two ranked ride across Disney World property, and I think we all left still feeling that was accurate.
Absolutely,
great as always. And then we grabbed what, Derek?
We grabbed a bus?
No. A Night Blossom.
Another Night Blossom?
Yes.
Another Night Blossom.
I only have the rides.
And Matthew, I think we left out that you and I, didn't we get beignets that morning too?
Oh, yeah. That morning before we left, we got the Mickey beignets with the strawberry dipping sauce. They were quite good.
And we would recommend getting the dipping sauce.
Yep.
Because as Derek said in our last episode at French Quarter, that they're fluffy like pillows.
They're not as pillowy.
It's important to get that dipping sauce to kind of add some flavor to it.
So we left Animal Kingdom and headed to Epcot, and we had booked a Soarin' Around the World Fast Pass, right?
I did want to say that this Epcot visit was strictly for Matthew.
Yes, it was. Thank you. I'm the Epcot enthusiast.
I enjoy Epcot. I knew how much you enjoyed it, so I was like, I was willing to go and do some of the things that Matthew wanted to do. Since me and Craig had spent 2 full days without him, we kind of felt a little bad.
I appreciate that, guys.
Our first plan right off the bat was to ride Test Track, and it was down.
Yes. Yeah.
So what
did we do there? I think we did Soarin' first, correct?
We did. And then Figment.
Yeah, we went to Figment because Test Track was down, I believe.
Right.
And in between those, we did the Visa meet.
Yes.
Character meet.
Huh?
We did the Visa character meet, but we couldn't get Derek to look away this time.
Yes, we met Pluto and Minnie, and Derek refused to do his classic pose. I was very disappointed.
It had become a mainstay of Grim Grinning Guys, and he refused to do it.
It is. It's a classic. And it's as classic as Country Bear Jamboree, and Derek wouldn't do it.
So then after that, we went with what Matthew has been wanting to do since we started planning this trip. We went to Old Canada.
Well, it wasn't just Old Canada. I wanted to watch some of the World Showcase films.
Right.
And so Old Canada was as bad as I remembered. It had been a few years, but it was just as bad. No, it's okay. I mean, you do have to stand. And like we talked about, it kind of just goes over the big cities in Canada. Like, I felt like I just kept seeing shots of big cities in Canada. But Martin Short was funny, as usual. And so I was glad we got to see Old Canada. It's been a few years, but I don't have to go back for another 6 years or whatever it's been.
After that, and here's something we need to interject. We have lunch in about an hour and a half from this time. We were planning on going to Spice Road, and I think Matthew anticipated dinner. Spice Road again. Dinner?
Yeah, it was dinner.
Matthew had already anticipated, I think, Spice Road being bad, because we've got an hour and a half, and he wants to stop and get a quote-unquote snack at, y'all have to say the name of the place. How you say it?
Las Halles.
Yes.
The bakery in France.
Yes. It's got a longer name, but the bakery in France. And we proceeded to load up our tray with all kinds of quote unquote snacks.
Yes.
Before we headed over to Spice Road.
Well, I think we had the bacon cheese roll recommended by Nick McNabb. We had the ham and cheese croissant. We had creme brulee, and then the
macaroon.
Macaron.
Yes. The raspberry macaroon.
And most of all that was quite good. I thought I enjoyed it.
Yep, I think so.
I would have to disagree with Nick on his recommendation of which one was it?
The bacon cheese roll?
Yes, did not enjoy that.
I don't know if it had been sitting there a while.
Yeah,
or
it was kind of stale and chewy and gummy. I did not enjoy that.
We may just caught it a wrong time. It had been sitting there a while rather than probably when it's fresh.
Nope, I'm going to hold this against Nick personally.
Yeah. Now, the ham and cheese croissant was really, really good. And also here, I said I wanted to make a mention of this. This is where I started to notice that the tap water at Disney World has improved significantly.
It has, because we did just get some water for that.
Until you got back to Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah, now Magic Kingdom is still awful.
But at Epcot, it was really good. It was it actually tasted like good tap water, not sulfur water.
Yeah, it was good at Animal Kingdom, too. So that's kind of an oddball thing to mention, but if you've ever had Disney tap water, you know that it sometimes can be a little rough, but it was much better on this trip.
So we left there and went to Impressions de France.
Aha!
Matthew's favorite show on property. And
one of them.
And then we went to Voices of Liberty, and where they also sang Rocky Top, which they
did. They knew that was on Facebook.
We were there from Tennessee. And then we headed over to our last bottom of the barrel ranked place to eat. We ate with Josh from Easy WDW. Appreciate him joining us at Spice Road. And Matthew, I'll let you or you or Derek talk more about that.
Spice Road table, I'll say a little bit and then let Derek cover it. We were a little concerned. We went in to be seated. They tried to seat us outside, but they decided when we asked to go inside, they're like, okay, I don't think they liked that. And it's because we went inside to sit inside, and we were literally the only people in the indoor portion of the restaurant.
I think for the whole time we ate, wasn't it? Did anybody ever?
Not quite.
Well, towards the end, there was a few families that had ventured in. But I think from what, and I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think it is no longer dead last at Epcot.
Can it be last B?
Tied for
last? No. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I really enjoyed my meal.
I think
you might have seen on Facebook, we were seated right at a table next to the window, right on the World Showcase Lagoon, which it had a beautiful view. But Derek, what'd you think?
I was pleasantly surprised. I ordered two of the small plates. Craig might have to tell me what I ordered because I don't remember. I honestly cannot remember.
Matthew got the lamb.
And
no, I got the I got the yellowfin tuna.
That's right.
And it was
questioned my judgment.
He did. He questioned you, but I would say yours was probably. Of course, we tried everything. Yours was probably my favorite meal.
Yeah, it was very good. It was on a mixed vegetables, and it was quite good. Really liked the yellowfin tuna. We also had some fried calamari that's good. And you guys, I know got.
I got the shrimp.
Shrimp.
The twisted shrimp, and it was really good. I enjoyed that, and especially the sauces that came with it. Except for I got one sauce. I'm trying to call what that was, and we all sampled that.
Let's just call it a blueberry olive sauce.
Yes.
Again, it was all horrible.
The olives creeped back into our palate, and it was not very good. Do you remember what Josh got?
He had the hot sausage.
Josh got the lamb sausage.
Yes.
Some type of sausage.
Spicy sausage or something. It was, let me pull up their menu.
And part of ambiance there was the looking over the water. I mean, it was a great, especially for there, I'm sure for illuminations, it would be awesome. But just a great seating, great place to sit, nice, cool air conditioning inside. When we did arrive, our plate was dirty. And our glasses were nasty, but I will have to say our waiter took care of that very, very quickly when he noticed it. He was very taken back by it.
Very apologetic.
Yes.
Yes. I can't remember his name, but our waiter was top notch. And of course, as he kind of jokingly said, he didn't have anybody else to take care of, so he saw to our every need.
So, and I'm sure there'll be on Easy WDW soon a more in-depth article on Spice Road because Josh took several pictures and documented everything.
Yep.
But
Spice Road, it was, as you said, Derek, it was a pleasant surprise.
It was, and I found what Josh had. Josh had the Moroccan lamb sausage, and it was okay. I wouldn't say it was anything spectacular. I had the brie fondue, which again was just okay.
Oh, now that was very good.
You enjoyed it. I thought it was okay. I wasn't.
I really liked it.
And I don't see the other thing I ordered. Did anybody get the fish croquettes?
Yes.
Is that what you got?
Yeah, I got that and the shrimp, yes.
And the shrimp, okay.
And the fish was really good. I mean, it was your basic fish. It wasn't bad. I'll put it that way. I know that's probably not a great way to describe it, but it wasn't something I remember as being bad. I thought it was decent, but the shrimp I really thought was very, very tasty.
And I had spicy garlic shrimp is what I had.
Yep. And so after that, we tried to check out the American Adventure. I've been really wanting to see that since it got updated, but unfortunately, they were having technical difficulties, so we had to pass on American Adventure. But I did get to see O Canada Impressions de France, so can't complain too much there. Then we took the long walk. I think it was long because we were stuffed from Spice Road.
Well, and let's say real quick, let's interject real quick, Matthew. We thought about doing the, what was the show there across from American Adventure?
The Guardians of the Galaxy mixtape. Something.
Yes, and we have to say Josh was with us, and he has seen that, and we looked at American Adventure trying to do that, and then when they said it was closed, we said, well, what about, let's just watch the show, and Josh said, I thought you've already watched one bad show today. So that was enough information for us to say, all right, let's just head on over to Hollywood Studios.
Yes, he knew we had seen Up, so we just bailed and decided to take the nice little stroll from World Showcase over to Hollywood Studios. And we're just kind of, because I know the show's kind of getting long, I'll quickly run down what we did there. We rode Rock and Roller Coaster with a Fast Pass. We rode Star Tours. Then we went over to the launch bay. We were trying to wait until it got dark to head over to Toy Story Land. And at the launch bay, we met, which Craig got separated from us for a little bit here, but Derek and I met BB-8, Kylo Ren, and Chewbacca, and we waited a total of less than 5 minutes to meet all three of those. So I think anytime you can go to the launch bay after dark, especially now with Toy Story Land open, you can meet all those characters in very quick fashion. Wouldn't you agree, Derek?
I would, and I think some of that might have to do with that's where they have the dessert party.
Yeah.
And I just, when we walked in there, I was like, should we even be in here? Because they had all the tables set up and people were eating and we're just walking around through the characters and stuff. And so I could see somebody walking in there and go, I'm not supposed to be in here, and just turning around and walking away. I don't know that would happen, but I could see it happening.
Yeah, it was, we met them all very quickly, had good interaction with all three of them, as much as you can with a droid. I mean, with BB-8, there was literally no one in line.
No.
We just walked right in. And then we went over to Toy Story Land, and this is when Craig met back up with us. We saw Buzz meeting there out at the very entrance, and so we got in line, waited maybe 10 minutes, and met Buzz. And then we rode Toy Story Mania.
We rode Alien Swirling Saucers.
We rode the Swirling Saucers, and they had a little breakdown there, so we waited a little bit longer than we'd hoped.
And then we ate at Woody's again.
Yeah, we got some. The Portal Punch is very good there, I will say.
And then Toy Story Mania, then Slinky Dog.
Yep. So we did all of...
And we'll go on we'll go more in depth on all the Toy Story stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which we got in line and waited, 30 minutes to ride Slinky Dog? I mean, it went really well.
Yep.
But we can say more about that later. So we rode every ride, with the exception of Tower of Terror, we rode every ride at Hollywood Studios that night. Anything else from day three, gentlemen?
I don't think so.
Not for me.
So that takes us to day four, because I know the show is getting away from us here. Day four, we woke up early. We took an Uber to Hollywood Studios for Toy Story Land Extra Magic Hours. It opened at 7, and what time did we get there, guys?
5:40. What time were we? Was it 5?
We got up at 6:30 is what I got here. We started at 6:30? Is that when we were
there? No, we got there. We got there at 5:50.
Yeah, I was thinking 5:40, 5:50 is when we get. Because we were asked where our...
That's right.
Credentials were
when Uber dropped us off with a cast member's go in. So
yeah, and I do want to say this: Josh's article that he wrote about the early morning touring here really helped us knowing what time to get there. And Craig, why don't you run down what we did? I mean, they started walking us to Toy Story Land at 6:30. What were we able to accomplish that morning?
Well, as we walked in, we rode Slinky Dog Dash twice. We rode Alien Swirling Saucers, the Toy Story Mania, Tower of Terror, and then we rode Rock and Roller Coaster twice. So we got all that in before the actual park opened.
Correct? Well, we got all that in before 8:30.
Yes.
I think the park opened at 8, and we'd done all that by about 8:20 or so.
Right.
And we can say more about that future time.
And this is my proudest thing of the whole trip. We then decided to go over and rope drop Magic Kingdom. And
two rope drops in one day.
I think that's just awesome that we were able to do that.
And we had planned on going to Magic Kingdom, but at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I think.
Right.
Yeah, because we had a Slinky Dog Fast Pass at 1 o'clock. We were going to eat at Hollywood Brown Derby, and we'd done everything at Hollywood Studios. We'd been there the night before, so we thought, let's just go to Magic Kingdom. And so we moved all the Fast Passes over, changed those. We got Space Mountain, Haunted Mansion, and Pirates of the Caribbean, which we thought was good. And we made it. We got inside Magic Kingdom a minute before the opening show had ended.
And then we did a highlight of the trip for Matthew.
Yes. The Main Street vehicles, they were running, and we had a little town car just to ourselves. Craig and I had never done that, and so we had our escort up Main Street, felt like.
And I enjoy how much he was willing to use the horn.
Yes.
Even with a lady in a wheelchair, yes. He honked at her. I felt bad. I kind of put my head down. But
he was clearing people out of the way. We greatly appreciated it.
Yes.
We then walked over to Frontierland. We rode Big Thunder Mountain, waited about 10 minutes there. We then walked on Splash Mountain, and we walked on Splash Mountain around, I think it was 9:25 or so, and about 10:15 we saw that it was up over an hour wait. So the earlier you can get there, the better. We then took a tour, a Grand Circle tour on the Walt Disney World Railroad, which was quite relaxing. We had our own train car to ourselves because it was so early in the morning. And then I believe we used a Fast Pass at Pirates of the Caribbean. Is that correct, Craig?
That's correct.
And what happened after that?
We got a pineapple upside down Dole Whip, which I will highly recommend. First time I ever tried that. It's very, very good. Derek had suggested he's had that before, so we tried that. Then we went over to a place I had never been to before, and it was kind of reluctant. I'm glad we did. I'll probably take my family there for sure. We just had never stopped to do it, but Tom saw your island. And
yep, we explored a cave there and the Barrel Bridge.
I think we were there maybe, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
We weren't there long.
We got to see Derek run across the Barrel Bridge, which was a highlight.
That was great. Probably the best part of the entire trip.
I just wish we would have caught it on video.
I know.
Then we use our second.
One other thing, Derek, I meant to mention is Derek and I ran into the Big Fat Panda at Hollywood Studios the night before. Right. I forgot about that, but we saw our good buddy, and he was correct. He gave us a big hug. He said he was a hugger. So we got a big hug from the panda. So what happened after Tom Sawyer Island?
We used our second Fast Pass at Haunted Mansion and then Country Bear Jamboree. And then we had lunch. It has become one of our favorite places to eat at on Disney property. And it's sad because we were told that it's just not frequented enough by people, by the visitors to Magic Kingdom, but Skipper Canteen. We can't emphasize enough, you need to go eat there. It's a great experience, great atmosphere, and the food is phenomenal.
Yep.
And go there knowing that you're going to be kind of ridiculed.
Right.
It's
kind of 50s prime time.
Kind of 50s prime time, but not, they don't yell at you. He called you a camel and brought you.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't mind that because he brought me four glasses of tea. Yeah.
And then one to go.
If you're in any way a fan of Jungle Cruise, you need to go to Skipper Canteen. It's like a continuation of the ride.
I would say if you've never ridden the ride, ride the ride. And then eat at the restaurant.
And don't be fooled by the facade. If you walk by and look at it, you think, well, that's a dinky old place. It's humongous. It's three big rooms inside.
Yep.
From outside, it looks like, I think the entrance is deceiving. I think that's what keeps people away.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, our server Robert made the point that a lot of times people are scared away by the cuisine they read on the menu. It sounds very exotic, but it's very straightforward. Derek had a seafood stew. I had lamb chops. Craig, you had some chicken over rice. So, I mean, it does have that exotic flair, but it's very basic cuisine, really, in a lot of ways. And that scares a lot of people off.
Yeah, it can scare you a whole lot when you read on the menu, it tastes like chicken because it is. No, I'm joking. That's probably the only one on there though that is very self-explanatory, and it is. I mean, but it's some of the best, just the way it's set up and the flavors. It's just a great place to eat. And like I said, Robert, we actually give him a cast compliment because Robert was fantastic and did a great job.
Great server.
Yep.
And the decor, just looking around the restaurant, it's almost worth it to go in and do that. So, I mean, it's got the total package. Great service, great food, a great atmosphere. It can be a little on the pricey side, but they do have some affordable options on the menu, too.
And it was our number two ranked place to eat, and we still keep it right there, maybe even battling number one even more. But it's our favorite place to eat.
Yeah, we love it. Great place to go. And it's never crowded. It's easy to get a reservation, and that adds to the ease of the experience.
So then after that, we went to TTA, Space Mountain, use another Fast Pass, Tea Party, use a Fast Pass. Go ahead.
And also in Country Bear Jamboree, we did make it known that we liked the Tennessee Bear.
Yes, they asked.
We made that clear.
And the guy did state, no one ever says that. So
nobody ever says Tennessee Bear. But that was fun.
Nobody knows which one he is.
It is the funniest attraction in Walt Disney World. I stand behind that.
It was fun. And it was a great crowd that night, too. I mean, it was
really
packed house.
Packed. We did ride, again, we want to say Space Mountain Fast Pass and then the Tea Party's Fast Pass. And we did ride the Space Mountain Fast Pass without the games in the queue anymore. We didn't need the, because of the Fast Pass in it. But it is kind of odd in there without all those games.
I almost wish they would just
put it's just all boarded up.
Yeah. No, it's not boarded up. The screens are still there, but I wish they would board it up.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just wish.
You can't play this.
Or put a scrim over it and then never fix it. I think that would be nice, too.
But we did ride the Tea Party Fast Pass after that. And again, three grown men going as fast as they can. I always feel bad getting on there because there's lots of kids waiting in line. The parents are just kind of looking at you. But hey, we use a Fast Pass. We did the Under the Sea Fast Pass, Small World Fast Pass, and then we headed back to the French Quarter to get ready to get ready on Magical Express and take our flight back.
And one quick thing, we did use four Fast Passes in an hour at Magic Kingdom. We were proud of that fact.
And we'll tell you more about that in the coming shows of our trick for that, because that is, in order to get Fast Passes, because I'm looking just very quickly, that day we used 6 Fast Passes, and they didn't start until, what was our first time for Pirates of the Caribbean?
It was about 10 o'clock, 10:15.
Yeah.
And that was with rescheduling all of them on the fly, but...
Yeah.
Guys, I'm tired just from talking about that trip.
It was a fantastic trip, and there's so many highlights, and we just touched on the tip of it.
That's right.
Yep. That brings us to the longest running segment in Triple G history, a segment we like to call Grim.
Grimness. He made up for last week.
He got excited on that one.
Hey, I've got the question, guys. I've been thinking about this, and we've kind of already touched on it, but what was your highlight, your favorite highlight from the trip? What was the thing that stuck out to you that is absolutely the best thing we did on the whole trip?
Oh, man. Greg, what was yours?
I'll go ahead and tell you. Mine was rope dropping two parks. I think that will, for me, forever be a kind of standout. There's a lot of good stuff. I enjoyed the trip. I guess my highlight was worrying where Matthew was at 5 o'clock in the morning. We thought, but my second one is a rope dropping two parts, because I think that's just. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people do that, but for me, that was just kind of a neat experience that we were able to do that, get everything in one part, one, two, and you made it to the other one in time to rope drop it. I thought that was just fantastic, Matthew,
Derek.
Oh,
I mean, for me, I think it was just experiencing Toy Story Land. A part of that was. Doing it all, I love doing the Toy Story Land at night and then immediately the next morning. I feel like doing that got me a real good feel for this new land. And so just being there so close to when it was opened and still not having to wait very long, just Toy Story Land. And I've got another one I'll mention quickly, but Derek, I don't want to steal yours. So what was yours, Derek?
Okay, I'm gonna go with food, of course, and go with Nomad Lounge.
That's what I was going to mention.
I shouldn't say I'm surprised because it's associated with Tiffin's, but just the amazing quality of the food and how good it was, and my drink, which was just some kind of watermelon syrup and Sprite. I really enjoyed it. Probably had the best piece of watermelon stuck in it. I wanted to order just the watermelon after having the watermelon slice from my drink, but that and again, I'm going to say another one, which was Skipper Canteen. I've enjoyed it both times. I've been there three times, and I've enjoyed it every time. And
Skipper Canteen is always a highlight.
And I've had three different things, and all of them have been good. So it's really tough to say that it's a bad restaurant. I don't see if people would just give it a chance, I think they might enjoy it and be surprised.
I will agree.
Yes. It was an awesome, awesome trip, and we appreciate you, the listener, following along. We enjoyed your feedback you gave us on social media. We also tried Facebook Live for the first time, and we appreciate your patience with us on that. But we enjoyed getting to share the trip with you. And guys, anything else before we head out? I know the listeners have had to listen to us a little bit longer today.
Well, and again, I was just going to say in kind of closing, this has been a very, very long show, and we'll break this down even more in the coming episodes, but... we appreciate you letting us go along on this one for such a long show, but we had so many details we wanted to share with you and kind of let you know our great experience.
Yep.
And thank you to everyone that followed along with us. We had a few views on the Facebook Live. I think people really enjoyed that part of it, was the videos. So hopefully, we can do a little more of that maybe on future trips.
And we've picked up a lot more followers over the course too. And so just keep spreading the word, telling about Grim Grinning Guys. And if they want to know more, just go see what we did with because those Facebook posts are still up there and everything we did through Twitter and Instagram. So we appreciate you, the listeners. You make it make us continue to go on. So we appreciate it.
Yep. Well, thank you again, as the other gentleman said. And today, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Well, it's always good to avoid poo when you can, I've found.
Doo-doo-tsh. Good grief. Triceratops spin. Good night. I was looking at it and trying to say it, and I couldn't say it. There's your good outtake, Derek.
Derek's having a good time with that.
Listen at him.
But, we made a note of that because it was our dead last ranked ride.
Yes.
In Walt Disney World. So we thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah. Okay.